Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 26th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Boxing Day in the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Originating from the British tradition of giving servants and tradespeople hay time off and gift boxes, it also involves church donations for the poor. Today, Boxing Day features holiday sales, sports, and shopping. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect head-high groundswell, with occasional overhead high sets on Thursday, remaining glassy in the morning with light offshore winds, and shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Friday, expect well overhead high west-northwest groundswell, with glassy conditions in the morning turning semi-glassy and semi-bumpy in the afternoon as winds shift offshore. Saturday will see well overhead high west-northwest groundswell, building to double overhead high, maintaining glassy morning conditions and transitioning to light sideshore texture in the afternoon. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 4 to 7 feet until 2. After that, it turns fair to clean until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide when the southeast swell is 4.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Thursday will be a 0.5 foot just before 1 a.m. with a 3-foot high tide at 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning there's patchy fog and feels like 53 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:49 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:49. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 this morning, giving way to partly sunny skies, with a high near 64 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with patchy fog after 10, a low around 47, and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies with patchy fog in the morning and highs around 65 to 67. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the upper 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California renters facing eviction may find it a bit easier to stay in their homes starting January 1st due to a new law. This law doubles the time tenants have to respond to an eviction notice from 5 business days to 10. Experts believe this change, while seemingly minor, could significantly impact tenants' ability to seek legal assistance and present their cases. Currently, around 40% of tenants lose eviction cases by default, often due to inadequate response time. The law, authored by Assemblymember Ash Kaura, aims to balance the interests of both tenants and landlords in eviction proceedings. Now on to sports. Last night, on the Christmas Day doubleheader, Lamar Jackson dazzled as the Baltimore Ravens, now 11-5, trounced the Houston Texans 31-2. Jackson shattered the NFL rushing record for quarterbacks and threw for 168 yards with 2 touchdowns. Derrick Henry added to the Ravens' dominance with his 16th touchdown. Houston at 9-7 struggled managing only a safety. Baltimore eyes the AFC North title next week against Cleveland. And the Kansas City Chiefs, now 15-1, dominated the Pittsburgh Steelers, dropping to 10-6, with a commanding 29-10 victory. Patrick Mahomes threw for 320 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Travis Kelce broke a franchise record with his 77th touchdown catch. The Chiefs' defense stifled Pittsburgh, securing the top seed in the AFC. In local sports, last night, the Lakers edged the Warriors, 115-113 at Chase Center. LeBron James showcased spectacular form with 31 points and 10 assists. Steph Curry fired back with 30 points. Austin Reeves clinched the win with a last-second layup. The Lakers improved to 17-13, while the Warriors slipped to 15-14. Saturday night, the Lakers, leading the series 3-0, host the Sacramento Kings at Crypto.com Arena. Also Saturday, the Kings at 19-10-5 host the Oilers in LA. In top news, the U.S. Department of Justice is suing CVS Pharmacy Incorporated, alleging the company filled illegal prescriptions and sought reimbursement from federal healthcare programs for unlawful medications. CVS, with 9,000 pharmacies nationwide, reportedly filled prescriptions lacking legitimate medical purposes and issued inappropriately. The complaint highlights that CVS ignored evidence from its pharmacists regarding illegal practices. U.S. Attorney Jessica Abber emphasized that the pharmacy's actions contributed to the opioid crisis, resulting in patient overdoses. CVS disputes the claims, stating the prescriptions were for FDA-approved medications and that it has implemented programs to block suspicious prescriptions. In business news, in a significant turnaround, the Walt Disney Company achieved its first-ever quarterly profit from its streaming business, reporting a profit of $47 million in August after years of losses exceeding $10 billion. This success is attributed to strategic cost-cutting, staff reductions, and subscription price increases. Notably, Disney's film unit saw a resurgence with hits like Inside Out 2 and Moana 2. Furthermore, Disney's integration of Hulu into its streaming services has driven user engagement. Disney's focus on quality content and marketing strategies has positioned it for future profitability in an increasingly competitive landscape. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 99,000. Ethereum is just under 3,500. And Goetzius Maximus is about 48 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Elevation Lab has introduced the innovative Time Capsule, a protective case for the Apple AirTag that transforms it into a waterproof and dustproof tracker with an impressive 10-year battery life. Priced at $19.99, you can also purchase a pair for $29.99 or a discounted 4-pack for $39.99. The Time Capsule replaces the standard battery with 2 AA batteries and features a durable, fiber-reinforced polycarbonate design. While it does add some weight and muffle sound, it ensures your tracker remains functional in tough conditions, making battery replacements a thing of the past. And in entertainment news, this year's top documentaries are stirring controversy as they lean heavily toward religious and conservative themes. Gone are the days of critically acclaimed hits like Hoop Dreams and Won't You Be My Neighbor? The current box office is dominated by films such as Am I Racist? A provocative title from the conservative Daily Wire. Industry experts suggest that streaming platforms have shifted the landscape, making traditional theatrical releases less common. With audience demand for patriotic narratives, distributors are adapting, utilizing social media campaigns, and grassroots strategies to draw viewers to these films, reflecting a significant cultural divide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the English novelist Charles Dickens. And he said, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.